continuation of Georgia Dell's interview with Prince Lodin. I want to cycle back to Brexit, but before then, I just wanted to kind of bend the stick in the opposite direction a bit, which is, I mean, the stories you present in the book certainly come with a bad smell, you know? Political naivety, kind of ruthless profiteering, all the creepy, you know, implicit or even explicit kind of racial overtones, ideological blindness, and what have you. But I wonder if, you know, within that, you perhaps undersell some of the utopian kind of glamour and appeal of these radical visions. And not, you know, not least the fact that the idea of turning the state into this purely kind of administrative function, which isn't separate from society, is also, you know, it's a vision that has had a long appeal on the left too, stretching back right to Saint-Simon. So I was wondering if you could kind of, you could maybe kind of talk through some of that appeal, as well as the kind of naivete of this vision.
Yeah, definitely. Because I think there are definitely two conclusions that one could draw from the book, or two directions that one could go after reading it. One would be simply to say this subnational, this sub-state level is sort of tainted beyond reclamation, and it's kind of like a direction that leads only to the worst forms of kind of exploitation. Therefore, we need to stick with the good old state as the place where politics can and should happen, and supposedly where democracy is, you know, is in some text somehow robust and healthy, and all we need to do is sort of like allow states to continue to save us. I mean, that would be one conclusion that I would be uncomfortable with, but I can understand people coming to that conclusion. The other direction to take it would be like, he's opening up a conversation about decentralization. He's opening up a kind of optic which encourages us to look for legal spaces, spaces of political organization beneath the envelope of the national container. Maybe the politics that happens inside of those containers, or in the container, could be otherwise. Right? And so what about kind of forms of left anarchism? What about forms of commoning that could happen inside smaller places that are not as easy to realize at higher levels and scales? What about turning the ratchet leftwards instead of rightwards, away from commodification rather than towards more commodification, which is the way that my people are doing things in this book? I mean, I think I would encourage that as a conclusion as well. It would be actually interesting to write a kind of a partner volume to this that actually focused on scales below the state. And this is hardly also fresh territory for leftist reflection or theorization, right? I mean, the idea of municipalism as an alternative form of socialism or a more effective site of mobilization is a kind of legacy of the Fabians upon which the neoliberals themselves were modeling themselves, ironically, in the earlier 20th century. So I would like to see people think about things that way too. I think if anything, the goal of the book, as I said at the beginning, was to kind of snap us out of that unhelpful binary of like global or national.
Yeah.
And to sort of say, you know, political geography doesn't work that way, and if it doesn't, then political imagination shouldn't work only that way either. And so let's welcome in other scales as kind of go-to categories that we will summon reflexively or naturally as we do the nation.
So in the time that we've got left, perhaps we can perhaps I can push you a little to sketch out this kind of shadow book companion volume. I wanted to pick up on this theme regarding the left and the right, kind of in their respective roles of crack of capitalism. And your focus in the book is on the right, and the neoliberals, the anarcho-capitalists, the neo-medievalists, the alt-right. But you also touch upon the story of London's old mayor, Ken Livingstone, or Red Ken, as the cabbies, every cab driver I used to talk to always seemed to call him Red Ken. Anyway, he was defeated by Thatcher as part of the political path clearing that led to the creation of Canary Wharf and what have you. And then he had to return under Tony Blair, under New Labour, and Gordon Brown. But as a